WildTalkRadio.com.
Alright, it's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, he's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
He's here, isn't he?
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
This is the Raw Post Show presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. The go home to the chamber was very, very interesting in more ways than one. I'm Sorak, and joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Interesting is, I think, a really good word for this to send it home for Elimination Chamber. I mean, we had the normal, let's determine who gets to go, and, you know, the threats and the grandstanding and everything that goes on with Elimination Chamber. And just for fun, we threw in a couple of cult rituals, somebody's pregnant, and we have a new champion, so, you know.
Let's get some of the matches out of the way.
Okay.
Riddle and Lucha House Party beat MVP and Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin, and then, well, Lashley beat up Matt Riddle, setting the stage for Sunday, where you would have thought Keith Lee would have played a factor, but
apparently not.
Wasn't on the show, but he's in that match. Anyway, we had Shayna beat Nia, so that 50-50 continued on there.
No, Shayna beat Lana.
Oh, yeah, Shayna beat Lana, because Naomi beat Shayna last week. Well, yeah. The tag stuff is 50-50, and there was no hole references.
Thank God. Thank Jesus there was no hole references.
Well, Lana did. I think she worked in one, but not they weren't ramming it down our throats.
They're not going to, I think, turn it into a gimmick for her, because I think there's just no way they can turn it into a gimmick. It's just, you can't have her screaming, oh my God, my hole! And you have different things trying to go up her hole. That's not PG. So, you know.
You know, yeah. That sort of a thing. So, you mentioned we had a crowning of a new champion. It was backstage. Damian Priest and Bad Bunny were chatting it up with Sarah Schreiber, and then out of nowhere, Tozawa beat R-Truth. And then Tozawa ran into Damian, into the crates. Damian's like, hey, do the thing. And Bad Bunny is your new 24/7 champion. It was mentioned in the interview portion. He'll be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live. And R-Truth said, take care of his baby and told him to tell Lauren Michaels to start taking his calls.
One, can we just adopt Bad Bunny? Can that be a thing? Can wrestling fans just keep him? Because I love him so much. Like, the relationship between him and Damian Priest is just perfect. It's adorable.
It's building nicely.
The whole little big brother, little brother dynamic was just great. And then Bad Bunny wins the 24/7 title. He gets the Triple H point. They're going to have a title on SNL. You know, I mean, there are worse things that could happen.
Like I mentioned a couple on the Royal Rumble preview or post, one of the shows that we did talk about the Royal Rumble, the 24/7 championship is the celebrity championship. And now you're taking the title was that during, was someone, I forget who, Doug Flutie won it at Super Bowl weekend or Pro Bowl week, whatever it was. And he got the title. And now Bad Bunny has the title. That's what it is. And R-Truth is the perfect transition guy to hold it and move it and do everything with it. So there you go. So the matchup.
And ironically, R-Truth is going to go down, I think, in the most winningest, like, champion or the most title whole title wins WWE.
His Hall of Fame induction, because he should get one, will be extremely ridiculous.
It should be amazing.
So, the matchup was Asuka and Charlotte versus Peyton and Lacey.
Hey, they remembered Asuka and Charlotte are a team. How about that?
So, Lacey's refusing to tag. She doesn't want any part of Charlotte. Understandable. So, Peyton has to fight the match. And then Peyton goes for a tag. Lacey kind of backed off. But, you know, eventually Peyton ran around and got the tag back in. And Lacey never entered the ring. She goes, "You're not putting your hands on me. Charlotte, I'm pregnant." Ric Flair goes, "Woo!" Starts strutting. Said, "Call me daddy." And the matchup ended. Okay. Originally, I had a bigger problem with this angle than I do. But then we learned, wait a moment, she's actually pregnant.
I mean, one, first of all and foremost, congratulations to Lacey Evans and her husband. Absolutely 100% congratulations to them on the baby. That's amazing and awesome and well done them. This kind of sucks for her because this angle aside, they were pushing her. They were getting her on TV. They were having her in a match with Charlotte. They were trying to elevate her and now she's pregnant and they are not necessarily going to be able to do the full elevation that they wanted with her. They will keep her on TV as long as they possibly can or as long as she is comfortable, but ultimately they are going to have to take her off TV sooner rather than later just for her own protection to ensure that she doesn't get injured and nothing happens to the baby, because if anything does happen, they're liable for it, and they do not want to be on the hook for that. I'm going to say this. Please, WWE, for good taste, not even for everyone's sanity, just for good taste, please do not imply that a nearly 80-year-old Ric Flair got a late 20s, early 30s Lacey Evans pregnant. Please do not go there with this because I'm gonna be real. That's creepy as shit. I'm sorry. It is, because basically the way that they were setting this up last week was they finally came out and said that, like, the whole reason.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, Matt. Blue pill special.
Woo. Yeah, so many blue pills. But basically, they came out and they said that, you know, last week, Lacey and Rick are working together because Charlotte doesn't want Rick's advice. And I said this last week, that prior to that, the way that this has felt like is that Ric Flair betrayed his daughter for that pussy. Well, in 1 week, we have gone from she doesn't respect me and doesn't want my advice, so I'm mentoring somebody else because fuck her, to Ric Flair betrayed his daughter for that pussy.
Woo, 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 woo.
Like, I just don't even know what to do with this storyline. I don't understand how this storyline's being written. I feel really bad for everybody involved because poor Peyton Royce got dragged into it. Even though she's on TV and that's great, and it gets everybody on TV, that's the point. I just really hope they don't go there with it. I really, really hope they don't say Ric Flair's the father, because for those of you who have been watching for a long time, and remember, if you don't...
She's going there, chat. She's going there.
I'm going to tell you a little story.
About a man named Brady. No.
About a man, or actually a girl, named Tori Wilson, and her beloved father, Al. See, Al came to help his daughter in WWE, and, well, Al was a lonely guy. He didn't have anybody, and he just happened to meet the supposed love of his life, who was also Tori Wilson's, you know, enemy, her arch rival. And, well, Al and Dawn Marie began a relationship in which Tori Wilson repeatedly got humiliated and embarrassed and just all around did not have a good time, to the point that we had the Al Wilson Dawn Marie wedding. Yes, that was a thing, boys and girls. And I don't remember if Dawn Marie actually got pregnant.
I don't think she ever got pregnant, but he
No! No! I thought she did.
Did she? I don't remember exactly.
No, okay, no. So, and this is what I'm remembering, because didn't she get pregnant in real life? And she went off TV, and then they fired her shortly after she had the baby? Wasn't that what that was? Chat, do you remember?
I'm trying to...
Brent, are you here?
So, I don't think she ever got pregnant. No, because when Dawn was pregnant, Dawn got pregnant years later. Not, okay. It was because she showed up pregnant at One Night Stand, of all things. And she was pregnant. The irony. She was a couple months pregnant at that point.
Okay. Well, anyway, Dawn Marie shacked up with Al Wilson, married him, and then poor dear Al had a heart attack on TV, and that's how they read him off TV.
After having a lot of sex on the honeymoon.
Yeah, she rode that old man dick, man. Rode it good.
That's what it was. She never got pregnant. She just...
She just killed him.
She screwed him to death.
So, and I'm not saying this is going to go there with it, but this has that same vibe to it, where Rick is just betraying his daughter time and time again with Lacey Evans because he can, or because he's bitter about something. Basically because he's bitter about the fact that she won't take his advice. So what am I going to do? I'm going to sleep with the girl that you're feuding with, because that makes sense.
So where I think this was headed, because plans have definitely changed, because one, it was supposed to be Oscar and Lacey, and I think Lacey was supposed to get the... was going to get the title on Sunday. And I think they were going to do Charlotte and Lacey for the bell at Mania. That would make the most sense based on where the story direction. Because, like, Rick would lead her to the championship. And then, you know, Charlotte would have to earn the shot at Lacey. And I think that's where they were headed for WrestleMania. So that's probably all out the window. I would assume that's where they were headed with it. Because Asuka's been... her title reign in the last few months has just been...
there.
Non-existent. Let's be real.
I mean, that's entirely possible, and I think at this point they're reassessing and looking at it and seeing what they're going to have to do. They may just go right for Charlotte versus Asuka at Mania and just cut Lacey out.
Well, they're going to have to at this stage.
Oh, yeah, they're going to have to because she's pregnant. She cannot wrestle when she's pregnant. I mean, she could technically, but they do not want to risk her wrestling when she's pregnant simply for the liability issues of it. So,
and that was a thing on Raw.
But yeah, please, WWE, if you were within the sound of my voice, please do not imply that Rick is the father, because honestly, it's a little gross and it's a little irresponsible on Rick's part. Because I have specific feelings about that I'm not going to air on TV or on air.
So, Monday Night Raw opened with Miz TV. Miz had Drew McIntyre on. He kept calling Drew Andy. Drew didn't like it. Told him, if you say something to piss me off again, you will regret it. He started talking. He headbutted him. He chucked his briefcase. So McIntyre left and Miz regrouped and basically said he's in control for either title. And he said he will stay in the ring as champion. And he's also removing himself from the chamber. You're either for this or against this. But I have a theory as thinking about it. So if you're the Miz, right? And you have a guaranteed championship match in the palm of your hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wait for Edge to decide, hey, I'm going after Roman. I'm going after Finn. Whoever, right?
Yeah.
And then pull the old Rob Van Dam. I want to fight you in the main event for the title at WrestleMania. Call your shot. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what he can do. He could legitimately put himself in a championship match at WrestleMania with that briefcase. We'll see if they do it, but...
it makes a logical sense, because at this point he is not cashed in, and unless he's going to cash in Sunday after the chamber, why not have him do it at Mania? Why not have him call the shot and say, you know what, I want to face you at WrestleMania for the title, and we go from there?
Because you don't have long after Mania to cash in. So it's either he's cashing in Armania or he's not.
Or he's the first Money in the Bank holder to never cash in.
Because you can also see him claiming, I only got the briefcase in September. I should have the full year, but no, that doesn't happen.
I mean, he could argue that technically they took the briefcase away from him for a month to 6 weeks, and so he lost that time.
But he also lost, he only got it after he beat Otis, so his new calendar will start in September.
I mean, I could see him completely arguing that.
It would be a Miz thing, but we'll see. We'll see.
It could be a Miz thing, and he could get it, and then what do you do with two Money in the Bank holders?
Very interesting. So Miz, who removed himself, talked to Adam Pearce and said he wanted a young up-and-coming attractor to take his spot in Elimination Chamber. He said John Morrison, and Pearce was not exactly on board with that, but he'll take it under consideration. So Woods and Kofi find Pearce, and they're making their pitch for Kofi Mania 2. Woods was also clamoring for
Reckoning.
Give me my match. He never said her name, but he wanted the match. Miz, like, Kofi made his pitch, and Miz was, you know, trying to make the pitch for Morrison, and they're saying it's like for former world WWE champions. And then Miz goes on to say, yeah, Morrison was a former ECW world champion. The look on Woods' face was like, really?
You went there? Really?
You went there on that one? Okay. So it was booked as Miz versus Kofi. If Miz wins, Morrison gets in the chamber. If not, Kofi gets in. Kofi won.
Which sets up a really interesting quandary for Chamber, because could Mustafa Ali come down and beat up Kofi and take his spot?
He very much could. Also, they taught him Miz about sequels and how Miz of sequels don't work. Or sequel, something like that. Where they were talking about sequels work, and they taunted Miz about the Marines and how they sucked, or something like that. Whatever it was funny. So, do we want to... No, we have to talk about her before we get to the main event. But before we get to that, Braun Strowman was backstage. He walks in the chamber, and he said he's, it's full of former WWE champions, but he's a former Universal champion, so it made no sense. Strowman told Pierce to let Shane McMahon know that he better make it right, or it's not going to get pretty around here. So Braun and Shane is coming at WrestleMania.
Oh, God, poor Shane. Why?
I think. I'm just guessing.
Shane, honey, you don't need to take any more punishment on your body. I think you're good.
Shane McMahon gets thrown off the boat.
Look, somebody's doing a cannonball off a pirate ship.
Kevin,
I don't know who Kevin it's going
to
be.
Kevin wants to.
Oh, Kevin should totally get to. Like, I'm sure there's a line of people that are just like, just set up a drop mat or like one of those giant...
crash pads.
Like, crash pad things. And you just let them all jump off it just to get it out of their system. Every single one. Everybody does it. It's mandatory. Except for Lacey. She's pregnant.
So, we're backstage. Randy Orton starts cutting a promo about how he's going to win the gauntlet match and how he's taken care of X, Y, and Z, including he's gotten rid of the Fiend.
He said the name.
He mentioned the name. And as he mentioned the name, we then cut away moments later to the funhouse, a darkened funhouse.
An abandoned funhouse.
And in the middle of the funhouse sits Alexa Bliss. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. He was destroyed in the fire, but in the future, he will be reborn. And then she laughs.
Because the candles that because she's sitting in the middle of a pentagram with candles on each of the points. And as she completes the spell saying whatever she's doing thing, the candles go out and there's a rumble and I believe a flicker of lights. He's coming.
Whatever he may be.
Whatever is left, whatever he may be, Bray Wyatt in his next incarnation is on his way. We don't know when he's going to show up. He could roll up Sunday. He could roll up after Chamber. It's anybody's guess when he's going to show up. But he's coming for Randy Orton in a big, big way. And I'm very curious to see what this is because I have little doubt it will be completely fucked up. I also think this is probably the end of the Funhouse, although we'll see.
No, I don't think it's going to be the end. It's going to be probably different, but we'll
but
see.
Yeah, this
we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And we're not done with Alexa. We'll get to her again in a little bit.
So AJ Styles comes out first in the gauntlet match, and he talked about the numbers that him and Joseph Park ran, and the numbers say Styles can't lose. Okay. So the gauntlet match features Kofi Kingston and AJ Styles. Kofi beat AJ. Which was a good thing. And then, no wait, didn't AJ win? Yeah, AJ won.
Yeah, AJ won.
Yeah, the report I'm reading has it the other way. So AJ won, and then it was AJ and Drew, and they battled for a while. Good stuff. Good stuff. Drew beat AJ. Okay, then it was Jeff Hardy. Okay, we're cooking. Drew beats Jeff. Okay, and then we got Randy Orton, and they're fighting, and the rivalry has been renewed once again. And as we're cooking and moving along, Orton's in control, and then he's dumped to the outside, and then the lights darken, and all the screens change. One lady maniacally laughing, that being Alexa Bliss,
and
getting Randy Kennett out.
Yep, and as Randy's like looking around for the Fiend, he's waiting for him, he knows he's coming, Randy's not paying attention, and like, Randy gets eliminated, and well, Randy's sent packing by Drew McIntyre, who kicks him in the face, which brings out Sheamus.
And then, go ahead.
And just for the record, Ash, basically Sheamus wants Drew's title. They smacked each other around a little bit, and now they're fighting. That was the fallout.
Yeah, Sheamus broke Hector.
Yeah, so basically once Mania's over, they'll probably get drunk together and everything will be fine.
Or, yeah, That we'll go with that. But in the end, Sheamus beat Drew. So Sheamus will be entering last in the chamber.
I liked how they had Alexa haunt Randy. He kind of got 1 week's respite, and now she's back, and she's summoned the Fiend. And the Fiend is coming for Randy. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if on Sunday, and we'll get into this on Thursday, if the Fiend and or Alexa Bliss don't say pay some part in Randy Orton's Elimination Chamber run. Whatever it may be, if she's a distraction, if the Fiend actually shows up. Like, I would actually love it if the lights went out and, like, the what's left of the costume from the dummy that got burned is laying in the ring. Like, the charred remains of, like, the mask and the jacket and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I would love if, like, that happened. Like, just the smoking remains of whatever's left of the Fiend come back.
We'll see. But, that was Raw.
That was Raw. I think this was a good... follow through to Elimination Chamber. We had some stuff to pique your interest. Obviously, there's a lot of questions coming out of the show, which you want. And now we're pushing forward to Sunday. So, good times.
And with that, we're done for the night.
We are.
Thursday night, we're going to preview whatever we can for the chamber.
Yeah, not a lot is announced, but we will do our best to preview what is around for us to talk about. So yeah, tune in, listen for that.
Because
we'll have news notes and have seen all the other stuff.
Yeah, and tweet a week. Yeah, the card changed because they took one match off the show, so it's like we have one last match to preview. So we'll figure it out Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Speaking of the Rack, you can check out the Rack Extra Reviews NXT Takeover Vengeance Day, now available at RackRadioShow.com and all podcasting platforms.
Ding!
Saturday night, midnight edition, another edition of CB Radio, CBRadio.com, GreatTheGreatDebate.com. We're returning with TGIF Part 2 this week on The Debate. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio returns to the air following the chamber to talk about it. We'll post their picks on social once we get a full card. So look forward to that. Back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You get that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code RocketSack in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store, hashtag Epic Partner.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LNSTaberity.
We'll see you Thursday night for our WWE Elimination Chamber preview on the Rack, and we'll be right back here every Monday night for the Raw Post Show, live across the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, streaming live right here at wildtalkradio.com and twitch.tv/WTR Live.
TalkRadio.com.